from Rupa Goswami, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from my disciplic parampara. I am not come for any other purpose, not for money, not for reputation, not for collecting so many disciples. I have come to Valdi to help you, and if you are helped and have inspiration in bhakti, then I will think that my preaching is successful. Among you, if only two or three, if you are sincere and following my all teachings, then I will think my coming to Australia is successful. I don't want that you should tell that I am disciple of Narayan Maharaj or not practicing anything. Then I'll be like others who want money, not bona fide guru. They want money, but I don't want. But anyhow, I'm so happy to come to this place, and it remembered me where in New Braja, and all were inspired there. So Nirgun Prabhu, I remember Nirgun Prabhu there, helping so many devotees. Here also I remembering always Vrajavallabha Prabhu and his family. So I am indebted to Vrajavallabha Prabhu and his family and all devotees, but especially to them. So you should try to be more stronger and stronger. And you should, time to time, you can write me letters. So you should know what is sadhan, what is sadhak, what is bhakti practice, yog, bhakti yog, and what is practitioner.
Rupam tasya gajamur purim vaturim goshtavati radha kundam giribaram aho radhika madhavasam apto yasya patita kripaya shri gurum tam natosmi. Srila Gurudev has instructed me to try to explain something about who is a sadhak. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he has explained what is Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, Anya Vilashita Shunyam, Jnana Kama Janabritam, Anukuyenu Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Uttama. That when a person engages all of the endeavors of his body, mind and words continuously in the activities of bhakti, in the angers, the limbs of devotional service, under the guidance of bona fide guru and Vaishnavas, and he cultivates those activities which are favorable to Krishna, and that devotional service is not covered in any way by the desire for fruitive activities, the desire for the fruit of his actions, not covered in any way by jnana, which is knowledge which is opposed to the principles of bhakti. And when in his heart he has no other desire but the desire to serve Krishna, then that is called Uttama Bhakti. Then Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he further explains that this Uttama Bhakti, it has three stages: Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. The first stage is called Sadhana Bhakti, which means devotional service in practice. The second stage is called Bhava Bhakti, devotional service in ecstatic emotion. And then Prema Bhakti, devotional service in pure love. So if we want to attain the devotional service in true love, we'll have to go through the stages. Sadhana Bhakti to Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. So what is Sadhana Bhakti? It may be commonly conceived that if I am chanting Hare Krishna, if I go to Mangal Aarti, if I do Kirtan, if I read Srimad Bhagavatam, then I'm doing Sadhana Bhakti. And I'm a sadhak. But Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has explained, no, what is the true conception of sadhana bhakti? He said, kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana bida nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam riddhi sadhyatha. What is real sadhana bhakti? Real sadhana bhakti means when one is engaged completely in the angas, the limbs of devotional service, with a particular intention. What is that intention? To become accomplished in bhava bhakti. That means nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam riddhi sadhyatha. Prakatyam riddhi sadhyatha. Within the heart there is a potential eternal loving relationship with Shishi Radha Krishna Yuga. That relationship is there, eternally established, nitya siddhasya bhav. It's an eternally established mood within the heart. And those activities which are undertaken, whereby prakatyam riddhi sadhyata, that mood will become fully manifest. Those activities are called sadhana bhakti. So, in order to undertake sadhana bhakti, then first we have to know what is the sadhya. Because two words are there, sadhana and sadhya. Sadhya means the goal, the aim and objective. And sadhana means what we do to achieve that goal. So, unless the sadhya is specifically defined, unless we know exactly what is my goal, then we cannot take up the appropriate means to attain that goal. So, Srila Gurudev and other Vaishnavas during this festival have spoken about the goal, the aim and objective of the devotees who have come to the line of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. What is that objective? To attain the service of the lotus feet of Shri Radha Krishna Yuga with the inclination towards Srimati Radhika. This is called Manjir Bhav. Tatat Bhava Ichamai. So, understanding the sadhak is a person who understands completely what is his goal. And then his hearing and chanting is completely performed for the achievement of that goal. The goal of the Rupanuga Vaishnavas is not attained by Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti will have to be practiced in the beginning. But as Krishna has said, that Sakali Jagati Mori Kore Vidhi Bhakti. Vidhi Bhakti Braja Bhav Paiti Nahi Shakti. Everyone in the world is following the path of Vaidhi Bhakti. But this Vaidhi Bhakti does not have the Shakti, the power, to awaken the Braj Bhav, the mood of Vrindavan. So, if one wants to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, we will have to practice Vaidhi Bhakti, following all rules and regulations. But by following the rules and regulations, in the association of those Shuddha Vaishnavas who have greed and who are accomplished and expert in bhajan, then by their mercy and association, gradually some greed, hearing from them, some greed will come into our heart. And then one will practice Vaidhi Bhakti, but the mood will be different. Just like two men are walking to the house of another man. So one man, he's the friend, and he's going there, he has a gift to give to him. And the other man, he is a thief, and he's going there to steal. So both are walking. Both are performing the same activities, but their internal moods are different. So in the same way, it is not to say that those performing Vaidhi Bhakti are like thieves. This is not the point. But the point to say is that the practitioner of the Raganuga Bhakti, he will follow all the aspects of Vaidhi Bhakti. But internally, his mood will be what? Following in the moods of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Just like Srila Rupa Goswami has written many beautiful prayers.
anything more? What he has left about sadhan and sadhak? Can you? And if not, then you should see. Then Govinda Bhagat. Stand up and say. Anything he has left. Can you?
He's done everything.
Very good. He has done everything. You are right or wrong? Huh? Are you right that he has told everything? How you told? Navin, can tell something? Our Prabhu? Okay, yes, yes, sir. What he has left about sadhana and
Anagyana Timirandhasa
Janajanasalasyasasurindamasasmukhiravi
namaha Vanchakalpatarubhasya kripasindubhaivacha Patitanang pavanibhu vishnabibhu namo namaha.
So, Srila Gurudev ordered me, who is sadhak? What is the qualification of sadhak? Then we can address him, we can call him as a sadhak. Sadhak means who are doing sadhan, they called sadhak. At first, we have to fix our goal. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explained in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Kriti Saddha Bhavet Saddha Bhavasa Sadhanabhidha Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakartam Hridi Saddhata. Kriti here, in this look, ultimate goal is bhav. So he who doing his all endeavor to achieve that bhav, by which means they are adopting to achieve that bhav, it is called sadhan. Who are doing sadhan, they call sadhak. Billa mangala daya sadhaka parikirtita. Who is qualified to take darshan of Bhagavan, they call sadhak. This is the main symptom. That who is qualified to take darshan of Bhagavan, they call sadhak. So example, Billa Mangala Daya Sadhaka Parikirtita. Billa Mangal, etc., they are sadhak. When Billa Mangal, leaving his home and kicked by Chintamani prostitute, he is going and he wants to go Vrindavan Dham, then he is composing so many slokas with nectar for Krishna's ear, so it is called Krishna Karnamrita. So Billa Mangal is eligible to do darshan of Bhagavan, so it is called sadhak. So who is qualified to take darshan of Bhagavan, of God, a Supreme Personality Godhead, they call sadhak. Hare Krishna.
Can you tell something? Anything they have left?
Naveen Krishna, Shriman Naveen Krishna Prabhu was speaking about how Bilva Mangal Thakur became a sadhaka. And he was explaining by this verse that a sadhaka is one who is qualified to have darshan of Bhagavan. But this means that he is qualified to have darshan. And also he may not yet have had darshan. He may or he may not have had darshan, but he is qualified by dint of his intense burning desire. We see by the example of Bilva Mangal Thakur what was his intense burning desire. Most of us know this story, how he was attracted to the prostitute, and in order to go to her, he had such extreme eagerness. And then when he was told by her that why, if you had such eagerness, the same degree of eagerness, of intense desire, of actual greed to attain Krishna and Krishna bhakti as you have to come to me, then you would have attained so much in your life. This is so wasted on just this flesh. So this startled him, And he left and went toward Vrindavan. And we know the story of how he came toward Vrindavan. And again, there was one incident where he saw a very beautiful wife of a brahmana along the way, and he became somewhat attracted, and then he wanted to enjoy with her. But instead, what did he do? He asked her, my dear brahmani, you please give me your hairpins. And then, as he took the hairpins from her, he plunged them into his own eyes, poking out his eyes, blinding himself forever. And then he stated that if these eyes will only distract me from the path of my intense desire to go to Vrindavan, to go to Krishna, to attain Krishna Prem, then I do not want these eyes. This is the intensity of the sadhaka. So actually, to become a real sadhaka, a real practitioner, is a very high stage. We are aspiring to become sadhakas. We are praying and hoping that one day we will become sadhakas. And we are praying that one day this necessary greed and intense desire, which is known as lobha, will enter into our hearts. But this will only be possible if we have the sangha, if we have the association of rasika, tatvagya, and bhavak bhaktas. Those who have this bhav within their hearts, and those who are relishing these transcendental emotions and rasas, if we have their association, then it will be possible to attain even a small degree of this lobha, this greed. Then we can become sadhakas.
Hare Krishna. I just remembered something that Srila Gurudev had said in Bali, so I'll just repeat that. In the discussion of sadhan and sadhak, Gurudev asked, what is sadhan, or that which is practiced by the sadhak? And we tried to come up with an answer, but he said, first, you should understand the word itself, sadhan, sadhan. What does sadhan mean? Sadhan can be broken up into two portions. Sa and hun. Hun means a treasure, like riches. And sa means one's own. So sadhan means one's own treasure or one's own riches. That which resides within each and every living entity's heart, as Pujyapada Prampriyojana Prabhu had said, which is eternally established in the heart of every jiva, is their eternal relationship with Krishna. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Bhakti Tattva Vivek, at 2 points in his first chapter, is explaining, O Vaishnav, he says, you are really not meant for simple or Vaidhi Bhakti as it appears to many of us. You're actually meant to practice Vaidhi Bhakti that has rag within it, or that is in the same way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the name, but he came to give prem too. So prem combined with the name actually leads us to the goal, to our own treasure. So that is what I could remember from what Srila Gurudev said about sadhak and sadhan. Hare Krishna.
Prem Prayajan, he was going in the right way, but he left something. And also Namin Prabhu was in line, but he also missed some point. Something to be added in both. Sadhak, no? Can you tell Billu Mangal was from beginning he was sadhak or not? From beginning he was sadhak, or he went in the last he became sadhak? When he was sadhak? And when he did this? So you should know all these things. If you will come in Madhyam Adhikar, I am telling all this for Madhyam Adhikar. Those who have some intelligence to know all these things. I know that very rare persons are devotees. But yet I am telling, you should try to go in Madhyam Adhikar. So I am coming to the point that who is sadhak? So first you should know what is sadhya like. He told that Anna Bhilasita Sunya. And he explained that what is bhakti, that is you should control anyone to the voice. Anyone should go and control. And if they are not, then you should take their ears and bring them here. If they are not obeying, take their ears and bring here. We will tell them. So he explained, Annabhilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karma Adi Anabhritam, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttam. And he explained, what is this? In devouring, by all his tongue, all senses, tongue, mind, by mood, favorable services to Krishna. This is main thing. But it will not be uttam if the two more symptoms, what outwardly symptoms will be added. There should be no any worldly desire. Anna bhilasita sunyam. If you are doing all practices to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, but there are so many desires, then it will not be pure bhakti. If there is no desire, even, and you are practicing, but if it is covered with jnan karma, that is, fruitive karmas, and by knowledge, two kinds of knowledge. What? That means ekatva jnana. This is very bad for that. Even that Krishna is supreme personality of God. Then uttama bhakti will not be achieved. Only bhakti, mixed bhakti. Here, we should know that if anyone is practicing this Annabhilashita Sunyam, when anyone is chanting, remembering by his senses, by his tongue, and hears Harikatha from his ears, and practicing archan and all other things, doing bandana by his mouth and everything. It is not pure bhakti. Not pure bhakti. When this name will come automatically and dance on the sadhak tongue by Shuddha Sattva, and when he wants to hear by lakhs and lakhs ears automatically coming. And when automatically he is bound to do to archan and all other things, then really this is uttama bhakti or bhakti.
It may be of two kinds, one in bhav and other in prem. So if anyone is chanting name by his tongue and hearing harikatha by ear, the air hears, and worshipping by hands and other things, by his senses, really it is not bhakti. As an example, we are going to do any fire sacrifice. No. And if I am telling that, oh, be ready for sacrifice, so bring some ghee, bring some oats, dry oats, bring so many things, and bring the book. Make a what? Vedi. Vedika means? What is called that?
Fire.
Fire. Bring some umbrella leaves. Decorate with leaves. And anyone is bringing. Is it the real sacrifice? But without these things, sacrifice cannot be done. So if anyone is bringing, it is not really sacrifice. But when he is doing, taking all these things, making bedi, and after that taking ghee and everything, and with mantra he is telling that, Om Krishnaya Swaha, Om Naradaya Swaha, and by heart and mind and by tongue, he is giving that for Krishna, for devotees. Then it is sacrifice. But if anyone is not doing, only bringing flowers, ghee, oats, fire, even it may be told that it is for sacrifice, so it is for sacrifice. This is sacrifice, but really not. So if anyone engaging his tongue, his ears, by ears he is hearing Harikatha, no? And he is chanting by his tongue. We are using our senses for Krishna bhakti, but it is far away bhakti. This is not bhakti, pure bhakti. When transcendental, that bhakti will come and itself name will dance on his, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was going to bathroom and he very tightly he took his tongue. And Gopal Guru told, what you are doing? Why you are taking your tongue in your hands very tightly? He told that, he never obey me. I am going to bathroom and always he chants. I don't want that he should chant, because at that time I will be impure. But see, always name comes and chants. So this is really name. On the tongue of that devotee, if it is coming and Harikatha coming, or don't stop like Parikshit Maharaj, go on doing. I don't want to take meal, water, no sleep, nothing. It is so relishable. Then it is bhakti, really. So now we are engaging all these things by force, by intelligence. So it is not pure bhakti, no? But it will be called when we are engaging our senses, so that name should come and dance on our heart, on tongue and ears, Harikatha will come. And really bhakti will come. By bhava it will come. Bhava means mood, rati. So when we engage our all these senses, ears, then our all engaging all these things. Though it is not bhakti, pure bhakti, but it is for that thing. When you will do to have bhav, kriti sadhya, bhaveta sadhya bhava. Kriti means our senses, tongue, ear and all others. Kriti sadhya, bhaveta sadhya bhava. When indicating for bhav, that we want bhav. How it should come? Always engaging all senses and everything in these things. By our practice, by our intelligence. But also praying. Also like praying. To Gurudev, to Krishna. This mood should be there. That place, Prachodayat, you should come and manifest yourself. Then, sadhya bhava, for bhava, it will come from this practice, bhava will come and ascend or manifest here. So if all these practices are for bhava, like this is having this mood, then for very far away it can be told sadhan. And those who are doing, they will be called sadhan. But really when anyone will come in this stage, very nearer to bhav, and he is doing for prem, his goal is what? First the goal was what? Bhav. Then it will be sadhak, sadhan. And when the goal will be prem, then he will not be called, he will be called sadhak, but his bhakti is bhav bhakti. He is the sadhak of prem bhakti. That is, he has achieved bhav, or he is going to be achieved bhav. So sadhak are of two kinds. First, only for name, they are doing all these things to achieve bhav. And second, when he wants to receive prem, and they are called sadhak. So Bilva Mangal is sadhak of Raganuga Bhakti, and he has come in his last days up to bhav, like Bharat Maharaj. They are sadhak. Of what thing? Prem. Prem sadhak. But we are sadhak for what? Bhav. But if anyone have this goal, then you will be sadhak, otherwise not. So if you all have the goal that we want to achieve bhav, then you are sadhak, otherwise no. Again come to this point. Uttama bhakti, you have heard, anya bhilashita shrayam. If anyone is doing sadhan for that, but these activities, these endeavors, are covered with gyan and fruitive and karma and knowledge, and also he has so much worldly desire, then what he will be called? What he will? And engaging his all these things, that is sadhan. That is sadhan, but no, not pure sadhan. So when they will be gradually going up, then first it will be called
Shraddha. When all the desires are also something, and also it is covered with jnana and karma, but he is practicing and somewhat going. And if more will going, then it will be nishtha. More going, then ruchi. And about everything is going, very little is there. Prayaki. Sometimes covers. Then it will be ashakti. And then bhav will come. Then really we will be sadhak of praying. Otherwise we are sadhak in two categories. When we are engaging it, but not really this name is coming and dancing. Hari katha is not coming. So we can all be called sadhak if you have an object that our bhakti should be come to, then we will be sadhak. Otherwise, so you should practice like this. I wanted to tell so many things, but time is over, and also I am not so well today. So I want that you should all together keep this light, what? Yes. It should not be stopped, or it should not be extinguished. Extinguished. Light should be. So that I may come again. I can send by representative. And you should not quarrel. For any. For self again. You should try to help those who are trying. Also, we are going to open a center here, and it center is open. Madhav Prabhu is very qualified boy, energetic boy. I want that all should help him. Premananda. Premananda Prabhu. And you should help. You should all. I want that Brajvalla Prabhu is senior most, and he is so qualified. You should be in his guidance, you all brahmacharis, in his guidance. And I want that all should help that body. You should make a body like that. So that how we can improve these things? So that we can help all the devotees here. I think more than 100 devotees are here. And more are coming. So I am very happy to see that very soon we have so many devotees. So I want that they should be helped. So in this way you should make some committee and plan. Also I know that, what name is Prabhu? No. Yes.
Paramananda
Prabhu. He is really Paramananda. Really Paramananda. Or Guru Maharaj used to glorify Paramananda. Paramananda Madhavam. What is love?